and Walker, the backfield combo. Here's the snap to Lock. Play fake. Throwing left side. Aker too high. Incomplete. He was available. The pass a little strong, a little high. And it's third and goal at the two with a minute and a half left of the half.
Yeah, just tried to leak out late to Nowakowski. And it was covered pretty well. Normally you want to get that. It's wide open. Aker just off the right hand. Had to put a little more pop on it than I think he wanted.
Third and goal at the two. J.P. Benshaw in the lineup for Wisconsin now. Left side of the formation. Pistol set. Walker behind Lock. Now shifting to the left. Nowakowski shifts to the backfield. Snap to Lock. Looking. Sets. Throws left side. Incomplete. They wanted Benshaw. Penalty marker down. Benshaw wearing number 96. He is eligible. And there's a penalty marker on the play.
Illegal substitution. Defense. 12 on the field for snap. Half the distance from the goal. It's still third down.
So the Badgers trying to go into their bag. Incomplete pass, but it's third and goal at the one with a minute 26 left in the first half. Benshaw still in there on the right side now next to Riley Mullman. Jackson Aker the fullback, Walker the tailback, Lock under his center, Jake Renfro. Third and goal at the one, takes handoff, Walker off the left side, touchdown Wisconsin! Tywee Walker off the left edge, and the Badgers take the lead.
Love that play design by Phil Longo. You had an oversized center, Benshaw over there with Mullman. You're thinking if you're Penn State, they're going to come run hard off the right side. You end up giving it to Walker, and he didn't walk in, but he had a nice clear path off of the left side. Jack Delson, everybody does a nice job on that side, and Wisconsin pulls into the lead right before the half.
1:23 left in the half. Nathaniel Vakos on for the point after. As Wisconsin gets its first touchdown of the night. Here's the snap, ball down, kick is away. And the lead is three for Wisconsin. We'll keep it here. 1:23 left in the first half in Madison. Wisconsin 10, Penn State 7.
God, I just love it. You see the O-line. You see Brunner coming off the field, waving. You see all that juice. Everybody's jacked up because that was just, we're lining up and we're going to get physical with you. Walker gets in off that left side. Brunner does a good enough job pulling outside from his left guard spot to seal that edge. And that gave Walker the walk-in touchdown to get this lead back in Wisconsin's hands.
Ford scoring drive, 10 plays, 73 yards, took 2 minutes, 41 seconds. Tywee Walker with his 10th rushing touchdown of this season, 10-7 Wisconsin.
It has been tough sledding today, but 13 carries. He has the nice long run. He's bouncing, you know, just continuing. Everything has been difficult. But he just keeps churning his feet. He's got 13 carries for 45, but there, finishing it with a tutter.
Gavin Long, Blom on the run up, and the kick is away. Singleton will watch it sail into the end zone. About a yard deep, and that's it for the touchback. And Penn State, with no timeouts, starting at its own 25-yard line. 1:23 left in the half. It's 10-7 Wisconsin.
So this is a little bit different. Last week, I'm looking at what Northwestern's doing, like, what? You're going here? Penn State feels really good about what they do. Now Wisconsin, find a way here. This is always that boom or bust. You go down, try to get something. But in that process, we saw the bust for Northwestern, the boom for Wisconsin last year.
Three receivers left, one on the right. Catron Allen is the running back. Aller back to throw. Fires to the right side. Catch is made by Wallace. Steered out of bounds by R.J. Delancey. Oh. Along the far side of the 43-yard line. Easy money on that 18-yard pitching catch.
Yeah, just isolated little out route there and a lot of space that Wisconsin gave up. No pressure on Aller. That was pretty easy for the first play of this two-minute drive.
1:18 left till halftime. The clock stops until the next snap as that play went out of bounds. 10-7 Wisconsin. Tyler Warren slot to the right. Fleming White on that side. Nicholas Singleton motioning out of the backfield. Catron Allen to the right of Aller. Back to throw. Badger sending for Aller under pressure. And down he goes. Jake Chaney leads the charge back at the 40-yard line. Clock is running. Penn State has no timeouts. 1:05 left of the break. Second and 13 Nittany Lions at their own 40. Aller gets them organized. 1 minute left in the half. Two receivers left, one on the right. Aller back to throw for a man rush, and he'll throw it into the dirt. Again, a little heat as Aller just threw it at the feet of Catron Allen. 53 seconds left in the half. Make it third and 13, Penn State, at its own 40.
Sebastian Cheeks, who's getting more and more playing time. You talk to coaches, quick twitch. He's done a really nice job. He was the one that kind of forced Aller up to let Chaney get that sack. And on that screen pass, another nice job with him and Darryl Peterson coming off of Penn State's right side of their offensive line.
Well, that sack the first for either team tonight. Third and 13, Penn State at its own 40-yard line. Three receivers left, one on the right. 53 seconds left in the half. Badgers lead 10-7. Aller gets the snap, four-man Wisconsin rush. Aller looking, pumps, throws, left side, incomplete over everybody. You had Wallace nearby, you had Liam Clifford nearby, and that was it. And it's fourth and 13, Penn State at its own 40 with 48 seconds left in the second quarter.
The third and long goes both sides, and we just saw there third and 13. Wisconsin is getting some pressure now, and they're not bringing a bunch of people. Their guys beating Penn State's offensive line, and that was very nearly picked off by Ricardo Hallman.
Yep, he was the closest man to the ball. Thompson on to punt. Badgers get some heat. Kick is away, end over end. Waller backpedaling, fields at the 8-yard line, far sideline to the 10, across the 15. Waller is spun down to the 20-yard line. 12-yard return, and with 38 seconds left in the first half, little jawing going on at the end of the play. Wisconsin in a position to take a knee and head into the locker room. That was a 40, turns into a net 40-yard punt from Riley Thompson. 10-7 Wisconsin, 38 seconds left in the first half.
And something to watch, I'm sure Patrick will get us a report. Aller going into the locker room. It looked like on that sack, he took a pretty good shot, and he's heading in early. We'll see. His leg looked like he got buckled underneath. He's chirping. There's a lot of juice down there on the field.
Well, they don't have the look that they're taking a knee. Look at this Wisconsin offense. They do have all of their timeouts. Slot left, slot right. Lock takes. Hand off Walker. Up the middle, across the 20-yard line, trying to move the stack up to about the 23. And it'll be a second down and 7. 28 seconds left in the first half. Luke Fickell takes off the headset. And he will lead his team into the locker room as this sellout crowd liking what it's seeing so far at Camp Randall Stadium. Penn State coming to town, unbeaten, ranked third. And the Nittany Lions are in a fight. We're at halftime from Barry Alvarez Field at Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin 10, Penn State 7. Stay with us. Billy Schmidt has our halftime report presented by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. This is Badger football from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans provide best-in-class traits and genetics that perform. In farming, bushels matter to your bottom line. Our field-proven products deliver high yields year after year. Get the seed you need from the people you trust. Contact your local FS Envision and High Soy retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more.
The Cardinal and White play here.
More fullback low for the Wisconsin Badgers, and the lead is back to 20.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Memorial Day weekend is around the corner and the weather is perfect for planting. Whether it's tomatoes or cucumbers, petunias or cosmos, you'll find an outstanding selection of vegetable plants and flowers at the Winter Greenhouse. Join many enthusiastic gardeners and get prepared for an inspiring summer by visiting Winter Greenhouse. Visit this Memorial weekend, open 7 days a week from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. 2 miles north of Winter off County Highway W.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. On Saturday, November 9th, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., we will be having the 21st Annual Ladies' Night at our Richland Center store only. 10 to 25% off on many items throughout the store. There will be food, games, prizes, and fun, and the first 100 customers receive a gift bag. So watch for ads, listen to the radio, and check us out on Facebook for this great night of fun at our Richland Center store only. Thanks for stopping in, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Nittany Lions of Penn State. It's a pair of double-digit play scoring drives that the Badgers are utilizing to find themselves in the lead here, capping it off 10 plays, 73 yards, and 2:41 time of possession for the first Badger touchdown. Tawi Walker found his way in from 1 yard away after a substitution penalty by the Nittany Lions. We'll look at the stats coming up, but most importantly, we've been wondering what team would control. Time of possession can sometimes be overrated. Who would control the flow of the game? Who would control the style of play? And frankly, through 30 minutes, outside of one long drive, 9 plays, 90 yards for the Nittany Lions, it's luckily been the Badger defense. Drew Aller started out on an absolute heater. 10 of his first 11 throws for over 100 yards and a score. Since then, Aller has just completed 4 of his last 7 passes, and as Mark Tauscher mentioned before the halftime break, went into the Penn State locker room a couple of minutes early. He was also seen on television earlier on. Their broadcast caught Aller being stitched up potentially for a slight cut on his throwing hand. Whatever it's been, the Badgers have been able to turn up the pressure on the interior, get to Aller without bringing a whole lot of heat in terms of blitz packages for the Badgers so far on the ground. It's been difficult. It's been ugly. But Tawi Walker being able to capitalize a little bit on the ground as he finishes the first half, 14 totes for 48 yards and that score. Under 3.5 a carry, however, a long of 12 broke into the Penn State defense. The longest run, one of the biggest plays for the Badgers so far in the first half, was in Atticus Bertram's, he might call it a planned fake punt. It felt all from that, far from that, when a free runner came for Penn State. Forced Bertrams to double clutch, decided not to punt it, instead ran for 15 in part of the 13-play scoring drive that found the Badgers up 3-0 after just about 4 minutes of game time here in Madison. Other huge play early in the game. Pair of 9-play drives for the Nittany Lions. That's the most ball control that Penn State has been able to showcase through the first 30 minutes of action. Massive fourth down stop. Drew Aller's a big kid. 6'6", almost 240 pounds. Nittany Lions tried a little tush push, and it was pushed back by the Badger defense. Massive play there. Preserved the 3-0 lead. Even though the Badgers were unable to capitalize on a couple of big stops, ultimately putting in points just before the halftime break, gave this sellout capacity crowd at Camp Randall a lot to cheer about, a lot of energy going into the concourse, and you would assume bring all of that excitement here inside Camp Randall for the final 30 minutes of play. Look at the first half team stats for the Badgers and Nittany Lions, each tied at 10 first downs Third down, been a little bit of a difference. You've heard Tausch talking about it throughout the first half. Badgers, seven times in the first half, faced a third and long, third and seven or more in the first half. Badgers are 4 of 9 on third downs. Penn State started 1 of 2, then 2 of 4, now 2 of their last 6. A couple of big stops for the Badgers, being able to get the Nittany Lions offense off the field there in the second quarter. Total yards are almost a horse apiece, 194 for the Nittany Lions, 176 for the Badgers. And on the ground, Badgers outpacing Penn State 71-46. Time of possession almost even, only being separated by about 15 seconds. 15:08 comparison to 14:52 for the third-ranked Nittany Lions. We have more coming up from the camp. We'll look around the Big Ten scoreboard, top 25 as well. Our American Family Insurance halftime report will continue as we check out those scores from across the country. Here from Camp Randall, this is Badger Football from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, Matza Matt here for Group of Lots and Matza Pizza, the official pizza of your UW Badgers. Hey listen, we get it. Games can be long, stressful, and work up an appetite. That's why you need a pizza that'll go all four quarters. A Brew Pub Lots and Matza Pizza. Brew Pub pizzas are loaded with high-quality meat and veggie toppings, a bold, flavorful sauce on a thin crust, then comes the boom! They're bombarded with award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese that'll have you yelling,
touchdown!
Snag a Brew Pub Lots and Matza Pizza in the frozen pizza section of your local grocer today.
For over 100 years, David Catt has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local Catt dealer, David Catt provides new and used heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and David Catt is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit FavitCatt.com or call your local David Catt store for more information. David Catt is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
The Cardinal and White play here.
More fullback love for the Wisconsin Badgers, and the lead is back to 20.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center is ready to give you more choices, more savings with this year's Value Bonanza. The Value Bonanza sales event gives you more ways to save than ever before. You can take advantage of special financing plus cash back options on select New Holland equipment for a limited time. Save on tractors, save on hay and forage products, save on material handling equipment too. Visit Simpson's Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Richland Center today for complete details. Offers end December 31st, 2024.
By Brady and the Ad Council.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Our American Family Insurance halftime report continues here from Camp Randall. Badgers riding a Tawee Walker 1 yard TD plunge to a 10-7 lead over the third-ranked Nittany Lions of Penn State. This scoreboard update is presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Across the top 25, sixth-ranked Miami started up 14-0. They currently lead it late stages of the third quarter, 20-7. Close to halftime at Kyle Field, LSU 8 in the country, up 17-7 over 14th-ranked Texas A&M. Battle for Kansas in way of the state school currently. K-State leads the University of Kansas 16-13. Kansas did just bring it a little bit closer with a Jalen Daniels touchdown pass right now. And it's 14-7, 22nd-ranked SMU on the road
in the ACC. They're unranked. They're currently beating Duke 14-7 in the second quarter. In the Big Ten earlier on today, it was a massive win for Oregon as they beat 20th-ranked Illinois 38-9. The Fighting Bielemans go down. Ohio State took care of business late, came back to beat Nebraska at home 21-17. Indiana 13 in the country, now 8-0 overall, 5-0 in Big Ten play. They had game day there. They have a 31-17 win over Washington today. Iowa, the Badgers' opponent next week, 40-14 victors at home over Northwestern. Hawkeyes 5-3 as the Badgers go to Kinnick in a week from today. And the Golden Gophers of Minnesota 48-23 stomping Maryland today. Yesterday it was USC all over Rutgers 42-20. Only other game in the conference going on right now, it's Michigan 9, Michigan State 7 in Ann Arbor. We'll keep you posted as those continue. Also, if you're interested, it's been a home run fest at Chavez Ravine. 3 solo shots from the Dodgers, 1 for the Yankees. It's 4-1 in the top of the fourth in the World Series. Our halftime report presented by American Family Insurance continues in a moment. American Family Insurance, insure carefully, dream fearlessly. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. On the field, the Badgers are always on the move. Off the field, that's where Evans Transportation comes in. As Wisconsin's 3PL, they move over 30,000 shipments a year right here in the Badger State. That's dedication to keep things moving here in Scotty. Evans is excited to support Badger student athletes and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Find them at evanstrans.com. That's evanstrans.com. Go Badgers!
We know you're a fan, but is Badger pride in your blood? Here's your chance to prove it. This season, Abbott and the Big Ten are kicking off the largest blood donation competition of our lifetime to fight one of the worst blood shortages in a generation. Simply visit bigten.org/Abbott to sign up for the We Give Blood Drive and help settle once and for all that the Badgers give the most spirit. Again, visit bigten.org/Abbott to sign up.
JJ and TJ.
Picked off by TJ, what?
Russ and Barry.
Hello, Russell Wilson.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Attention, do-it-yourselfers and pros. At Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel, grab the Milwaukee M12 Fuel Hatchet 6-inch pruning saw kit for just $270, and they'll throw in a 2-pack of M12 batteries worth $130 for free. And check out these oil deals. Mobil 1, only $6.99 a quart. And Napa Premium Synthetic Blend, just $3.29 a quart. Hurry into Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel today. Quality parts, great prices, and expert advice.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Rather clean game from Camp Randall as the Badgers lead the third-ranked Nittany Lions 10-7 here at halftime. Only thing resembling a turnover, the Badgers stunting and stopping a 4th-and-1 plunge up the gut from Drew Aller on the Penn State first possession. It's 10-7 Badgers off of a Tawi Walker 1-yard touchdown run. Braden Locke early in the game, 9 of 20 for 105 yards. Badgers have run it for just under 4 yards a carry, have given up less than 3.5 a tote. Controlling the line of scrimmage, the most important part of winning games in the Big Ten, it's going to be paramount for whoever ends up prevailing here today as the homecoming festivities are in full blast. As a coach once told me, it doesn't matter without a W. Badgers have 30 minutes to lock in one of the biggest W's this stadium has seen in quite some time. Coming up on our American Family Insurance Halftime Report, Matt and Mark return with a look at some of the first half stats presented by Construction Business Group. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is hiring probation and parole agents with a starting pay of $22 per hour plus scheduled increases, a Monday through Friday schedule, and advancement opportunities. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
On Wisconsin, the Badgers play here. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Cruise to Oakwood Fruit Farm for great-tasting Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and all the cooking and eating varieties of apples you love. Enjoy great-tasting fresh cider, caramel apples, squash, fresh bakery items, fresh cranberries, pumpkins, squash, and everyone's favorite apple cider donuts. Discount Tuesdays, get 10% off apples. 9 to 5, they're open 7 days a week at Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Badger football is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by Kloss, ag equipment made for more. Now, with the call of the second half, here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
7, Wisconsin leads Penn State at the half. Check out some of the first half stats presented by Construction Business Group. Wisconsin operating engineers, build your career. Join 139.com. 176 yards of offense for the Badgers, 194 for Penn State. Badgers getting that 73-yard touchdown drive late to the first half. Brayden Locke, 9 out of 20. He's been victimized, but he's thrown some bad balls for sure, but there have also been 4 drops. 9 of 20, 105 yards. Big 28-yard connection to Will Pauling, setting up a touchdown. Tawee Walker from a yard away. Walker, 14 carries, 48 yards. And in the receiving department, Vinny Anthony with 4 catches, good for 41. Will Pauling, 2 for 41. Drew Aller, 14 of 18 for Penn State, 148 yards and a touchdown. Penn State, 5 carries, 29 yards for Katron Allen. He leads the way. Tyler Warren, 4 catches for 31 yards. Let's backtrack to Drew Aller, though, Tausch. You mentioned he was walking off the field at the end of the first half. He's got a brace on that left knee area as we get ready for the third quarter.
And we just saw, you know, the TVs just went out. But right before that, he went out, took a couple of snaps. He put a big old bulky brace on. And he went to throw, and it did not look like he's going to be back. Now, that's speculation, but I'd be very surprised if we see him. He went to throw a couple of times, took it and kind of whipped it off to the side like this ain't going to happen. So we'll see. He obviously, you know, really was in rhythm in that first quarter, and then Wisconsin started getting after him a little bit, and I think he did get twisted that knee on that sack, I think, by Jake Chaney, and now Penn State potentially going to have their backup quarterback for the second half.
And that quarterback is Bo Pribula, who they rotate in under normal circumstances. Saw him out there a touch in the first half. For the season, he is 7 of 10, the majority of that work coming in a win against Kent State in September, where he was 6 of 9 for 83 yards and a touchdown. He is considered to be very athletic. Matter of fact, he has 15 rushes for 105 yards and a touchdown. He's 6'2", 206, a redshirt sophomore from York, Pennsylvania. So all eyes on Bo Pribula, perhaps, at quarterback for Penn State. Nittany Lions will receive, go north to south, left to right as we view it, as Gavin Lahm is set to kick off. Wisconsin 10, Penn State 7, as we get set for the second half at Camp Randall Stadium. Tawee Walker, touchdown run late in the second quarter. Right now, the difference. Daniel Bakos, a 53-yard field goal in the first quarter. A Drew Aller to Nicholas Singleton, 6-yard touchdown connection early in the second period. Lahm with the run-up, kick is away, and Singleton will let it fly over his head for the touchback. And the Nittany Lions will begin at their 25-yard line as the third quarter is underway.
And you always wonder, and we'll see if Aller is coming out here or not, but you always wonder how all of that shakes out. If they do have to go with a young quarterback, now the defense also has to make some adjustments, so it'll be fascinating to see if that is what happens.
It is Pribula at quarterback for Penn State. Here we go. This Wisconsin defense playing extremely well here over these last 3.5 games. Let's see how these next two quarters unfold. Pribula, the quarterback, has Singleton to his left. Wallace and Clifford to the right. Fleming to the right. Now Clifford in motion is the first down handoff. Singleton left side, 30, 35. Singleton across the 40 and up to the 43-yard line. And he could do a lot of damage. He gets a ton of big runs on first down, or has so far this season. That was an 18-yard run there, and they're back on the ball at first and 10. Pulling it out, Pribula off the left edge, 45-50, and he'll slide just across midfield, starting to slide at the 50 and a gain of 7. There's an example of what Pribula can do with his feet.
And that puts a lot more pressure on your edge, guys. If you have that quarterback that is athletic and dynamic, you have to be more controlled. Warren did a really nice job on that prior run, cutting Pius down to the ground. That allowed that big chunk play.
Second and 3, Penn State from the 50. Singleton wide left, two receivers to the right. Warren wing on the right side. And they'll take the handoff on the jet sweep, and now trying to lob it out to Singleton. Incomplete at the 50-yard line. Jake Cheney over there in coverage, and let you know that the right tackle for Penn State is Nolan Rucci, the former Badger, the Pennsylvania native. He has rotated in throughout the course of the season, and he is part of that offensive line right now for Penn State.
Nice job there by Cheney, just going in motion with Singleton, and that was just a dump-off opportunity, and Cheney was at him covered up tight.
We're going heavy, extra beef up front. Two receivers to the right, Singleton, the running back, third and 3, quick shot. It is bobbled, gathered by Warren. Holman with the immediate hit. Well, that's a tough catch, and Warren made it. Nice effort from Ricardo, but just unable to pry it loose. First down, Penn State at the Badger 46.
Oh, and Zachman was there too. Wisconsin did a great job, knew what was coming. Penn State went overload on their right side of the offensive line. It was an RPO. He pulled it. Really nice throw. Wisconsin had it covered up nice. That was well executed.
Minute and a half gone by third quarter. 10-7 Wisconsin. Fleming wide left. Now loops in motion into the backfield. Behind his quarterback, Pribula. On first down, knee-high snap and pulling it again. Pribula wrapped up by Hunter Wohler as Pribula trying the right side of the line. Inside the 45 to the 43 on a gain of 3. Second down and 7.
And Wisconsin, obviously, you only have so many minutes in a week to prep. So you have all these things that they do. They have Warren doing center snaps and double passes and all this stuff, and now Pribula comes in. He is a different threat as far as to your defense. That time Wohler did a nice job of staying out on that edge, staying in contain, and was able to get him down.
Evans and Singleton to the left. Singleton now motions into the backfield. Wallace out to the right on second down. Pribula back to throw, loops it to the left, and it is incomplete at the 20-yard line of the far side. Wanted Warren. And that's some good coverage there for Wisconsin, provided by Austin Brown. It's now third down and 7. Penn State at the Wisconsin 43-yard line.
Yeah, that's going against the big-time Warren there. And you said it, Brown did a fantastic job of just staying right with him and allowing him to break that pass up and setting up a third and 7.
And the Wisconsin 43, three receivers, including Warren to the right, Fleming out to the left. Catron Allen, the quarterback, knee-high snap, out of the shotgun, shovel pass. Allen moving to his left. Jaheim Thomas, Jake Chaney combine to stop him short of the stick. Just inside the 40, they mark at the 39 of Wisconsin. That is fourth down and three for Penn State. The offense stays on the field for the Nittany Lions. Let's see if it stays that way. 12-15 left third quarter, 10-7 Wisconsin. Nittany Lions huddle up. They break it with 15 on the play clock. Fourth and three from the Wisconsin 39-yard line. And penalty markers fly, movement up front. Penn State leaving early.
First start. Offense, number 71. 5-yard penalty. It's still fourth down.
That was Owanye, their big offensive lineman. So that changes the math and sends on the punt team and Riley Thompson for Penn State. Patrick, what do you got?
I credit the crowd on that one. This crowd has been so good. And the third down, it is ear-splitting out here. This is the best we've seen in years at Camp Randall.
Hunter Wohler standing at the 8-yard line. Snap to Thompson, steps up. And the kick is away. Again, end over end. Fair catch called by Wohler. He'll cradle it at the 11-yard line. So again, the Wisconsin defense coming through a 33-yard punt. With 11:41 left in the third quarter, we'll take a break here in Madison. The story of Madison lives in the Wisconsin State Journal. Subscribe today at madison.com/story. 11:41 left in the third quarter, Wisconsin 10, Penn State 7. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
JJ and TJ.
Picked off by TJ, what?
Russ and Barry.
Hello, Russell Wilson.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Wisconsin football brought to you in part by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, home to 24/7 gaming, exquisite dining, a luxurious hotel, and countless ways to win. Light up your senses. Details and hotel reservations at paysbig.com. 11:41 left in the third quarter, 10-7 Wisconsin, as Brayden Locke and company will start at the Badgers 11-yard line.
The defense did its job, and now Wisconsin's offense, you have a three-point lead, go down at Penn State. Has only given up 3 points in the third quarter all season long, which I believe is the best in all of college football. So Wisconsin's going to have his hands full here in this third quarter.
Yeah, 59-3. That's the count, Penn State over the opponents in this period. It's Howie Walker, the running back. Badgers go right to left, south to north, third quarter. Here's the handoff to Walker trying the left side. Kobe King not having it. He stones Walker right at the line of scrimmage. Make it second and 10. For the Badgers at the 11-yard line.
That just shows you how quick these guys fill, and the holes that are there, you have to make sure we're going north-south. And in that case, actually, the front blocked up all right. The linebacker, nobody got up to that second level, and Penn State's too good. Nice job there coming downhill quick.
Will Pauling, C.J. Williams out to the right. Benny Anthony to the left on second down. Another give to Walker. Trying to squeeze through the left side. Gets stood up at about the 15-yard line by Jalen Reed, the safety. Walker able to muscle his way for about four to the 15-yard line. The Badgers have a third down and six.
He just refuses to let one man bring him down. And that was a case he just, again, I love the fact he keeps moving his feet through contact and finishes everything falling forward and gives his offensive line a chance to continue to put a little rugby push as well.
Badgers were 4 out of 9 in the first half on third down. That's Kekahuna in motion, so movement up front. Badgers trying to get organized here. Play clock is at 8, plenty of time. Now Kekahuna slot to the left. And the snap, the lock, throwing left side and buzzes one well beyond the outstretched hands of Vinny Anthony. So a 3-and-out for Wisconsin. The Badgers punting for their 15-yard line.
So Locke there is doing, you know, the old clap deal. We're trying to get guys to jump. He actually got Penn State to jump, but we didn't snap the ball. And okay, but we've seen a bunch of this. That's where there's actually Riley Malman, the right tackle. When you see that guy jump into the neutral zone, get up, point at him. Mm-hmm. We've seen the point, and pick up those 5 yards. Missed opportunity there.
Atticus Bertram's on the punt. And the kick is away, steering it away from Tracy. It hits inside the 40. He'll field it on a bounce and pay the price. Oh, he got labeled shy of the 40-yard line. That was excellent punt coverage there from Wisconsin. Will Pauling getting down there for the Badgers. And we'll take another break after a 47-yard punt from Atticus Bertrams. Hey, Badger fans, the Wisconsin Pork Association reminds you to support a pig farmer by purchasing pork during Porktober and all year long. Visit WPPA.org. And tonight's game sponsored by Nicolay Law. Winning for Wisconsin since 2007. Get the beard, get the win. 10-12 left of the third quarter. It remains Wisconsin 10, Penn State 7. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Get everything you need for your bathroom remodel now at Menards. Magic Woods has the vanity you need to complete your dream bathroom. Check out our great selection of over 100 Magic Woods vanities. They offer timeless and traditional vanities with superior quality and unique styles to complement your home. Explore all our vanity options in store. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
LIUNA members construct Wisconsin's infrastructure, like roads, bridges, sewer and water lines, energy infrastructure, including solar and wind projects, plus on building projects like work at Camp Randall Stadium, a union with over 900 contractor partners. LIUNA Wisconsin members help meet contractors' demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce, all while earning great union wages, health care, and a pension. Feel the power of a career building Wisconsin's infrastructure as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council. More info at liunawisconsin.org, liunawisconsin.org.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Word is Penn State will be without defensive lineman tonight, Dennis Sutton, for the rest of the night. Looks like the night is done for Drew Aller. He was clapping hands, a lot of his teammates, saying, go finish this. And it's Bo Pribula's show, his second series now in the third quarter. 10-12 left in the third period. 10-7, Wisconsin leads Penn State.
And Wisconsin's defense has been really since the end of that first quarter. You started seeing more pressure, more stuff happening. They're getting Penn State uncomfortable. And now a new challenge, a little more athletic quarterback, making sure you have all your run fits dialed in, making sure you're not letting him get outside and make big plays.
Nolan Rucci in there at right tackle. Katron Allen, the running back. Tyler Warren, slot right, now motions into the backfield. Side by side with Allen. First down, handoff. Katron Allen over the left side across the 40-yard line. Aaron Witt gets in there defensively for the Badgers on a gain of four, second down and six for the Nittany Lions.
I really think Wisconsin's run defense, it was a little shaky, I thought, in the beginning of the season. You know, even against maybe some of those teams that you'd think you should rout. And it has really solidified, and I really think you're seeing more bodies in there getting in, getting more reps, getting more, keeping guys fresh, and really good job tonight stopping the run.
It really has so far. Allen, the running back, two receivers left, one on the right, and a fumble on the pull. It's loose. Darrell Peterson trying to rip it away, but it looked like Pribula was able to fall on it. He was reading it, wanted to keep it. The ball popped out. Penn State very fortunate. Third and eight for the Nittany Lions at their own 40-yard line. It slipped out of Pribula's hands, and Darrell Peterson just a tick late.
You saw his eyes looking. He's reading Darrell Peterson, and Darrell did a really nice job just kind of staying square to the line of scrimmage, slipping under Warren's block, and that just that little bit, ball on the turf, almost recovered. Here we go, Penn State.
Third and eight for the Nittany Lions, 40-yard line. Wallace in motion. Three receivers to the right. Evans to the left. And whistle stop play.
Delay a game.
Delay a game, yep. Penalty marker down. Here's the call.
Delay a game. Offense. 5-yard penalty. But still, third down.
Well, you mentioned that Pribula has played this season, but this is a bigger role, and you got a little bit more to think about
and
now.
And you got this big environment. Patrick's talking. The noise in here, it is cranked up. You're not 100% sure. The play call gets in. All of those things. But make no mistake, this crowd is having a big effect here tonight.
Penn State 3 out of 7 on third down. Third and 13, Nittany Lions. They're on 35-yard line. 8:35 left third quarter. Badgers up three. Three receivers left. One on the right. Snap to Pribula. Looking. Pockets tight. Here comes Allegro. And the throw left side. Allen catches 40. And he is checked out of bounds at the 45-yard line of the far side. R.J. DeLancey. Now Mark at the 46. It is fourth down and two. That's a pretty good job for Penn State to get it close, but they are punting.
What a play by their quarterback, because you had Allegro coming. You had Peterson, and he spun out of both. And he actually, I'm not even sure he knew where he was throwing the ball, but he found his spot, got rid of it. But Wisconsin, great job getting off the field again.
Snap to Thompson, steps up, kick is away. Waller drifting to his right. Fair catch signaled. He'll make it at about the 12-yard line, Wisconsin territory. A little punt fest going on right now in Madison. We'll take another break. Wisconsin football brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. We'll take a break with 7:52 left in the third quarter. Wisconsin 10, Penn State 7. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, the 2024 football season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the touchdown celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
This is your home for the Badgers.
Kick is in the air, and it is good, and the Badgers win it!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Go Badgers, go Packers, go to McFarland's! Sorry, I got on a roll. But if you want to put points on the board, it's hard to go wrong when you pass, kick, or just run into McFarland's. With tires, hardware, ag machinery, and power equipment sales, parts, and service, chainsaws, snow blowers, RTVs, as well as rental equipment for projects and parties, well, it's a no-brainer touchdown to shop here at McFarland's, 780 Carolina Street, one block south of Highway 12 in Sauk City.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found in new life. Introducing Kickapoo Creekside, Wisconsin's newest supper club. From mouthwatering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar in the perfect old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Enjoy your meal in the dining room or enjoy it outside. Kickapoo Creekside, Highway 14 in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Tawee Walker, 16 carries, 52 yards, and a touchdown so far tonight. Seeing the rest of the offense ready to take over. 7:52 left third quarter. 10-7, the Badgers lead Penn State. I gave you the numbers. Pretty good story, Patrick. Tawee Walker's turning out to be.
That's right. The Big Ten Network Journey did a feature on him this week, and he is a story worth telling. This is a kid who bet on himself. Started at a junior college when no Division I teams were interested. Then transferred to Oklahoma as a walk-on. After 2 years there and actually seeing the field and being an important player, Oklahoma still wasn't going to offer him a scholarship. Found a home at Wisconsin on scholarship. Oh, and by the way, he also has a 3-year-old son here living with him named Kingston. And he's been a great influence in this Wisconsin running backs room. It's a young running backs room, especially when you take Ches Malusi out of it. He brings a maturity to him that somebody who has a son and has a home life as a father, he also takes on that role a little bit in this young running backs room. And his emergence the last few weeks has been a revelation for this team.
He is out there right now to the left of Braden Locke, two receivers right, one on the left. The 12-yard line of Wisconsin, first and 10. Locke gets the snap. He'll feed Walker and nothing doing. He gets swallowed up behind the line of scrimmage. Zane Durant and Kobe King are there on a loss of one. Tosh, you'll like this about Tawee. One of the first things he'll do, talk to him a week or so ago. Crazy, your guys gushing about the offensive line, what they're
he's
doing
smart,
right now.
Yeah. He's a smart cat, you know. You always got to know where your bread is buttered. But this, that run game and what we've seen over the last 3 or 4 weeks, it's been the guys up front, and Walker's been a big part of that, too.
Second down and 11. Three receivers left, one on the right, hand off Walker, and he again gets nabbed behind the line of scrimmage. It's a back-to-back plays. Penn State getting penetration, this time from the defensive end, Smith Gilbert. And they'll mark at the 8-yard line, make it third down and 14 for the Badgers. 7 minutes left, third quarter, 10-7 Wisconsin.
Just a straight-up zone play, and he did a really nice job of swimming the left side of Wisconsin's offensive line, had a beat runner on a swim move and got penetration in the backfield. And here we go, third and 14. And you have to be very careful here, not turning the football over if they could draw or a screen.
Play clock is at 7. Two receivers left, one on the right. Snap the lock, stands at the goal line, looking, throws, picked off. Jalen Reed to the 20, slanting right, 15 to the 10, to the 5, touchdown Penn State. Room service interception, and the Nittany Lions take the lead in the third quarter.
I was nervous there because it's third and 14, and sometimes you always have to understand flow of the game and how you're going, and that could not have been easier. I think Braden just misread it, or just a really bad decision. And with Penn State's offense struggling, you have to kind of know what you're up to. You can't get it any easier than that.
13-10, Penn State's on the Jalen Reed interception. His second pick of the season. And the sixth thrown by Braden Locke. So we talked about those third and longs, and this time it haunts.
Kickoff. That's number one's first unsportsmanlike conduct foul of the game.
All right, that's on Jalen Reed, so it will be assessed on the kickoff. It's a 19-yard interception return for the touchdown. Ryan Barker on to attempt the extra point. And that quiets the crowd in a hurry. The PAT is in the air, and it is good. We'll keep it here. 6:29 left of the third quarter, 14-10 now. Penn State leads Wisconsin. Well, we've given you the not so good with Braden Locke, and that was a bad throw, and he paid the heavy price. But one of the things about Braden that has been impressive is that he comes right back out there. He doesn't let one mistake drag him down, and now he's under another test right now.
Yeah, one of the issues, and I think Braden has done a lot of really good stuff. I think he has, and this is one of his positives. You talk to Phil Longo, and you hear talk to the offensive staff. There's mistakes, and then, well, how do you react and respond to that? And unfortunately, Braden is now going to be in that position. But that was another case. Sometimes you just get predetermining. You think you know where you're going to go with the football. Reed never moved. He's trying to hit, I think it was Will Pauling, on a slant over the middle, and he never moved, never saw him. And that's why it was as easy of a pick. So now, all right, you're going to get good field position. kicking off after that 15-yard penalty. Let's reset, and Braden gets to let wipe that away and move forward.
Yeah, they're kicking off from their 20, so maybe another shot here for Vinny Anthony to electrify the crowd. Wosu, kick is in the air, and it will be Cade Iacomelli at the 14, left side 20. 25, Iacomelli to the 30-yard line, and Iacomelli advances near the 35-yard line. Pennsylvania native is Cade Iacomelli, so good field position for the Badgers. 6:23 left in the third quarter, 14-10 Penn State.
And I wonder, I think you look at how a game is being played, and Wisconsin has run the ball a bunch on first and second down here in the second half, and a couple of lost yardage plays on that last drive, and that set up that third and 14 with the pick six. You wonder if maybe you start getting a little more aggressive throwing the football on first and second down.
Will Pauling slot right, motions to the left on first and 10. And a quick shot to Pauling. Left side across the 35, runs it up near the 40-yard line. They'll mark at the 39 of the near side on a gain of 5.
And that's what it was, just he pulled it out. Vinny Anthony does a nice job of blocking the perimeter, get it to Will, get him out in space, go grab 4 or 5 yards, stay in that normal down and distance.
Pauling slot right, Williams wide right, Anthony to the left. Darion Dupree, the running back. And Locke will give it to Dupree, trying to sweep off to the right side, and he gets hit behind the line of scrimmage. Back at the 38-yard line, Alonzo Ford, fifth-year senior defensive lineman, a transfer from Old Dominion, makes the play, and the Badgers looking at a 3rd and 6 at their own 38.
Yeah, Penn State ran a run stunt where Ford looped outside, and I can't tell you how athletic that was to be able to chase down that line of scrimmage and keep Dupree in front of him and pull him down for a 1 yard loss.
Third down and 6. Walker back in there. Badgers at their 38-yard line. 3 receivers left, 1 on the right. Good play here for Wisconsin. Knee high snap, lock, throws on the slant. Caught by Anthony across the 45 and up near midfield. Locked to Vinny Anthony. Elliott Washington on the tackle and a big third down conversion. First and 10 for the Badgers around 49-yard line, and here we go. Right back in the ball. Slot left, slot right. Locke looking to throw. Winds it up. Tosses it deep down the right side, and it's caught. C.J. Williams at the 20. Make it the 18-yard line. Williams lays out. Badgers in the red zone.
What a throw. Outstretched, was able to hopefully pull it in, get up there and run that play quick. He was able to secure it. Nice job by Williams.
3 receivers left, 1 on the right for the 18-yard line. First and 10, handoff. Walker again hit and dropped behind the line of scrimmage. And again, it's Alonzo Ford. This trip to the red zone brought to you by Case IH. Visit caseih.com/Badgers. 2nd and 11, Wisconsin at the Penn State 19-yard line. 4:23 left of the third quarter, 14-10 Penn State.
That was such a beautiful throw by Locke. And we said he's got that memory, just lets it go. A really good route by Williams of keeping it vertical and not drifting to the sideline too soon.
Pauling slot to the left. Walker the running back. Locke looks over the Penn State defense. C.J. Williams wide to the right. Here's the snap, handoff. Walker, Tawee can't quite slip through as he got nabbed by Zachy Wheatley out of the secondary. Gain of a couple to the 17 of Penn State. Well, the Badgers are looking at a 3rd down and 9.
Just giving up too much penetration up front. Penn State's defensive line in this second half in the run game is just beating our guys off the line, getting in the backfield, and not letting Tawee get started.
Pauling, Kekahuna, and Anthony to the left, Williams to the right. For the Penn State 17-yard line, 3rd down and 9, Wisconsin. Locked to throw, 4-man rush, left side pass. Anthony is able to cradle it at the 15-yard line. Zion Tracy with the tackle. That was a bobble and finally a gather, and that was a lot of work to get 2 yards. And on comes Nathaniel Vakos on 4th down and 7.
Well, Penn State played that really well and very fortunate. They passed off. They had a little route. Wisconsin ran a little route combo where they were trying to get a rub. And Penn State passed it off. Braden got rid of it quick enough. That had trouble written all over it.
32-yard try for Vakos from the left hash mark. He hit from 50 in the first quarter. Snap, spot, kick is away, and it is good. As the Badgers pull to within 1, so they have an answer off of that pick 6. They get some points. Not 7, but they'll take the 3, and we have a 1-point game here in Madison. Just as a touchdown tastes great teamwork, a successful farm Case Great tractors, combines, hay tools, and more. Visit caseih.com/badgers. And tonight's game sponsored by Nicolay Law, winning for Wisconsin since 2007. Get the beard, get the win. 2:44 left in the third quarter. Penn State 14, Wisconsin 13. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Real quick, raise your hand if you want to lose an additional 4 bands a year. Go ahead and put your hands up. Put your hands up. You voted for Kamala Harris. Oh, okay, my fault. Good, because I don't think people understand that voting for Trump means you will lose an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. If Trump is elected, he plans to add a 60% tariff on all imports from China. Anything in your house that says made in China, take the price that you paid for and add 60%. He plans to add a 20% tariff on all imports coming from every other country. With Kamala Harris's opportunity economy, she's not hitting you with the sales tax of doom. She's providing tax cuts to the middle and working.